With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? All you have to do is visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We have Coach Peter Laviolette, head coach of your Washington Capitals, at 7:45. But joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, Bet Smarter and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today. And Mike, I got to tell you, I confused which Mike Jones was coming up on the show last night when I put out a tweet and this morning, and it just got me thinking. And Jason mentioned it's a common name. Obviously, there's a hip-hop, whatever, rap artist, Mike Jones. There's the Mike Jones that coaches at Virginia Tech. Did you have nicknames growing up to distinguish yourself?
Most of the time we were just called by first and last name because there's like four different Mikes on my football team. So one of them was called Killer, one was Boomer, I was Mike Jones, one was Mike Brown. So that's how we did it. And even today people still call me by my first and last name even before that rapper came out.
What happened to Killer and Boomer? Did they ever make anything? I mean, those are some pretty menacing names.
They didn't go anywhere past high school football, unfortunately, you know.
Those are some great names, though.
I mean, Killer and Boomer.
Me Killer. No, that never happened once.
Well, maybe Serial Killer. Yeah. That's about it. Hey, Mike. So
he was a nasty middle linebacker.
Was he?
At that time.
I bet. Let's talk about Washington here before we talk about the rest of the league. I'm sure you're just as surprised as the rest of us. Even Ron, JP, always brings up the fact that Ron was talking about lowering expectations, you know, a month ago. And look at where they are right now. They got the sixth seed, four in a row. Taylor's been pretty darn consistent of late, making people kind of raise their eyebrows a little bit. What's your take on what they've been able to accomplish here over the last month? And a lot of it, most of it, without Chase and Montez.
Yeah, I think that is right there is the most surprising thing about this, that their defense has gotten better without their two bookend pass rushers. I mean, how is that possible? You felt like coming into this year that the defense was going to be dominant, was going to carry them. Obviously, it was a huge disappointment. Those guys are supposed to be really big impacts. They get hurt. And I thought the unit was going to fall apart even further. But they've gotten better as they've gone along. They have this offensive identity, this grinded out, time-consuming, drives that they are able to produce. They're finding a way to get it done. And here they are in the mix of it. And it feels like Heinicke continues to grow in his confidence. He's not perfect. He'll still make some mistakes, but he always responds in a very confident way. And I think that more than anything, because we've seen guys in this city for a long time who maybe they'll make a mistake and then it snowballs and it's just a disaster at quarterback, you know. But he can make a mistake and find a way to dig his way out of it. And, you know, that's kind of the mindset of this team. You know, they might start slow and they're digging their way out of it again. So pretty impressive. This last month is going to be very crucial for them, very intriguing, but they're in a good position.
Taylor's just a baller. I always just sort of think of him as that guy that when he's all done, he's going to be balling at like Lifetime Fitness in the hoop games. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's
right.
Just an effing baller.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he's not the biggest guy. He's got some mobility, you know, and can move and everything, but you wouldn't look at him and say, oh, he's off the charts athletic, but he's got heart and this determination, a grittiness. And that's really, you know, you would rather have one of those guys than one of, you know, a guy who's like 6'4 and looks like, you know, a statue, you know, a Greek god and doesn't have any heart. So, hey, that's kind of, he's the embodiment of this team. Maybe they're, you know, got deficiencies, maybe they got limitations, but they keep scrapping. And here they are in December, meaningful win at the beginning of the year. And even, you know, 2 months in, we're like, they blew it. Wait till next year again.
And Mike, he's doing it largely without Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel. You know, those guys are supposed right. to be really key cogs in this offense. Samuel, you know, he's been out of the lineup most of the season. And Logan Thomas comes back, has a nice impact in the Raiders game, and now he's out for what looks like the rest of the campaign. So he's doing it with a lot of spare parts outside of Terry McLaurin, obviously.
Yeah, and I think because of that, you have to take your hat off, not only to the other guys on that roster and to the guys who assemble the talent, but Scott Turner is finding a way to position these guys to win matchups, even though you wouldn't look at them and think that, oh, this is a guy who can win one-on-one matchups. But they're finding a way to play to these guys' strengths, and that's all what it's about, you know, it's a chess match, and right now they're figuring out all the right moves that they have to make.
All right, so what's your take on this game on Sunday, 1 o'clock, on Fox? Dallas here. Dallas, obviously, they lost that Thanksgiving game, but then they came back the following Thursday and picked off Taysom Hill four times. They needed that win desperately to kind of stop the bleeding. But now, you know, this is a huge game. You know, Washington's right on their ass for the division.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, Dallas is really up and down. You know, they started off with they have that 5-6 game win streak. But then none of those teams, except for one of them, were winning teams. And now they're starting to get to this meat of the season. They're very up and down. Win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. If it hadn't been for Taysom Hill setting them up, they might not have won that game. You know, it's really, you know, when you have somebody throwing you the ball four or five times, that really helps you. So I'm really curious how this is going to be. The fact that Washington has an ability to play that, you know, clock management game and really consume and churn out long drives to keep the opposing offense off the field, I think that bodes well for them. You know, they've had some injury issues at the skill positions in Dallas. They're not quite at full strength. Zeke Elliott, I don't know if he's ever been fully healthy this year. So I think this thing could be a toss-up. I never would have thought Washington was going to handle, you know, to beat Tampa the way they did. I didn't know if they're going to be able to go on the road and win in Vegas, but they keep on doing it. So I almost don't want to bet against them. But then if I do pick them, does that mean I'm going to jinx them? You know, you know, it's a toss up here. I think it's going to be a good game, though.
There's some big games in the NFC, you know, just kind of at the top of the divisions, just for that best record. The Bucks playing the Bills. At 9-3, you know, they're obviously chasing that one seed. The Cardinals on Monday night with the 10 wins playing the Rams. The Rams hadn't looked good in the last month. They looked good last week against Jacksonville. But and then, you know, some of these teams are kind of battling for wild cards. The 49ers going to Cincy, you know, with the 6 wins. The Vikings playing the Steelers at home with 5 wins. They got to try and stay in that middle of the road record-wise. So there's some pretty big games in the NFC alone.
Yeah, this is exactly what the league wanted. Remember, like, once you started getting to, like, middle of December, you know, teams had playoff matchups, you know, or seeding locked up, and they started resting guys. But the way the season is scheduled, the schedule is structured, there's a lot of divisional games as we come down the stretch here. And also adding that extra playoff the seventh playoff team per conference has really made this really compelling, because you've got this thick pack of teams that are in that 5 to 6, maybe 7 win range, and they're really duking it out here. And so there are, like you said, a lot of meaningful games here. Teams that are getting desperate. The Bills really need to bounce back here, because They are sliding. You know, obviously the Bucks, they are trying to climb and overtake the Packers for that top seed, and the Cardinals. All those guys at the top, this really means something for them. And like you said, they're desperate teams like, you know, Washington and Minnesota, those teams that are kind of the middle of the pack trying to grab that seventh seed or sixth seed. Mm-hmm. It's going to make for a really compelling month of December. Really good weekend of football right here.
Mike, I feel like Arizona's, the rest of their schedule is just massive. It's because no one wants to go to Green Bay in the second week of January, you know,
right.
And no one wants to go down to Tampa either. But, you know, I could see Tom Brady would be fine in the cold weather if he had to go to Green Bay. But I don't, Arizona does not want to go to Lambeau in the second week and play in that weather. So these games with Arizona, I think, are massive for them to stay a game ahead of Green Bay.
Yeah, no, it is very important because, and also remember, Green Bay's got the tiebreaker over them having won in Arizona. So they've really got to capitalize here. I think that this is where we're going to find out a lot about them. You know, obviously they had injuries and they were able to go 2-1 without Kyler Murray. Then he comes back and they win there. And for some reason, I just can't quite go all in on them, but each week they kind of prove me wrong. So, I'm really interested to see here. And obviously the Rams are desperate. They've got to get a win here against them. So the pressure is on a lot of these teams, and this is going to be the truth teller right here.
I feel like right now, as we talk to Mike Jones from USA Today, NFL Insider, nobody wants to give the top seeds in either conference total credit, right? Nobody wants to pick Arizona to be in the Super Bowl. They like maybe the more experienced teams, Tampa, Green Bay, Dallas, an explosive team. And in the AFC, the Patriots just keep winning, but people want to give the Chiefs a shot, or maybe it was the Ravens. How do you see the AFC? If you had to stack them right now, most likely to be the Super Bowl representative for the AFC, how do you stack them?
Well, I think because we've seen what the Chiefs can do, and then we've seen these struggles, and we're like, well, this can't really be them. It can't be over already. So I think that's why they kind of get the benefit of the doubt. But if you look at all of these teams at the top of the AFC, everybody's got flaws except for New England. I mean, they can beat you whatever way. They just showed they ran the ball and passed the ball less than some high school football teams I've seen. You know, two pass completions, only three pass attempts, running the ball like that. Then if they need to, they've shown that they can win with Mac Jones passing the ball. They've got a great defense. So the Patriots might be the most well-rounded, most disciplined team of all of the AFC. I still think that the Chiefs, they've done it ugly, but they're still winning. So I think once you get to the playoffs where the intensity level ratchets up another couple levers and experience does matter, I do think the Chiefs have a really strong chance. I had thought that the Ravens do, but they're kind of showing some warts as teams figure out how to defend Lamar, blitz him, and, you know, cover, play your safeties deep. So he's got to do some adjusting. The Bills have to do some adjusting. So the teams I have the least questions about are the Patriots and the Chiefs.
Mike, New York football is a mess. The Giants and the Jets are combined 7-17. The Giants have to fly to L.A. and start Jake Fromm against a Chargers team that's trying to, you know, keep pace in the AFC playoff race. So best of luck with that. And Zach Wilson, he's been scuffling in his rookie campaign. So not a lot of good coming out of New York. Though Elijah Moore, he looks like a stud at wide receiver for the Jets so far.
Yeah, it's a tough time up in the Big Apple for their fans. I think we're going to see changes in New York. We don't know exactly how drastic. I hear different conflicting things. Some people around the league I talk to say they're definitely getting rid of Gettleman, and other people say, Mara is a loyal guy. He might give him one more chance. There's obviously going to be changes on that coaching staff. Joe Judge is probably going to tweak things. The Jets, it's going to be, this is a growth process. I really think they messed up not having a veteran there in the ear of Zach Wilson for the whole season. He played at a small school. There's going to be growing pains for him as you adjust from playing at, you know, where he was and going up to the NFL. And it's a young coaching staff where they're learning the ropes as well. So not a lot of hope for this season. You just got to hope that eventually the Giants can get it figured out, and then Jets, that they can grow together, coaching staff and quarterback.
I just kind of look at the numbers, and I know what Jonathan Taylor's doing because I've got him on one of my fantasy teams. But when you compare him to the rest of the league, I know you like to give MVPs to quarterbacks, and I'm sure that you know Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are going to get a lot of votes. But in my opinion, the MVP, it would have been Derrick Henry, but Jonathan Taylor's numbers are absurd. I mean, he's leading the league in rushing by more than 400 yards. He leads the league in carries, and no one's really close besides Mixon. Mm-hmm. He's got 18 touchdowns, 18, and he's averaging 6 yards a carry. Mike Jones, the guy's having one of the best years I've seen in a long time for a running back.
Right, and it wasn't until they started feeding him that they started winning games. Because remember, they started off, I think it was like 1-3 or something like that, and then they figured out, you know what, Carson Wentz can't carry a team. And they put it all on Jonathan Taylor's shoulders, and since they've been doing that, they look like a team that can make the playoffs. So I think, look, I don't know, like the quarterback position, maybe we should just like, I'm obviously, yes, Brady could always be an MVP, Rodgers could always be an MVP, but I would be all in favor of somebody else getting it, and I don't see why Jonathan Taylor shouldn't be a guy that is strongly considered for MVP, because what he's doing is super impressive. It's just too bad we don't have Derrick Henry, because that would be a cool back and forth battle to watch them down the stretch of the season as they vibe for MVP.
No, you're 100% right. He was getting 10, 12, 15 carries in the first month and a half, and now he's getting 32.
Yeah, exactly. So they figured out their strengths and they're playing to it.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Good stuff as always. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Right.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you.
All right,
guys.
Buddy.
It's Mike Jones from USA Today.
I mean, Cakes, Taylor, if he stays healthy, he's going to have 22 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, he's
minimum.
He's making a case for MVP. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, I didn't realize his yards per carry were so good. 5.6.
I just can't.
And then
believe
they forgot about him in the Tampa game until the last drive.
I just can't believe it took them that long to start feeding him the rock. It took him like 5 or 6 games to be like, all right, this is the guy that's going to be the centerpiece of the offense.
I mean, he's just having an unbelievable
year. Where did
he
play in college?
Whiskey.
He's a Wisconsin guy.
Yeah, I think he's a Jersey boy. He's a Whiskey. But, I mean, 1,348 yards. 5.6 yards per carry, 16 rushing touchdowns, but 2 receiving. He's got 18 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good year.
In 13 games. Not bad.
All right, we got Coach Peter LaViolette from your Washington Capitals joining us at 7:45. Ryan Zimmerman at 9:45. But next, we have a bit of an announcement. Stay tuned here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes. Actually, I haven't checked the results. The question was, which of the local teams has impressed you the most of the pro teams? Washington football team, they've won 4 in a row. Capitals, I didn't check the standings today, but they had the best record.
They are
with
tied.
The most points
They're
in
tied
the NHL.
With the Panthers and Maple Leafs with 38 points.
Or the Wizards, who got out of the gate fast. Now they've cooled off, but still pretty impressive season. And so far, 44% Washington football team. People are getting sized, DB. The buzz is growing.
I voted for Washington.
There you go.
I did.
Well, let me tell you,
people
Wizards have to beat Detroit tonight. Even though it's on the road, you got to beat the Pistons.
Salvage the road trip.
I'm sorry, you just got to beat them.
What are they now, 14-11-ish?
Is that Washington, 14-11, yeah.
What are the Pistons? Right.
As long as they stay above the 500
pace. 4-19.
Yeah, you should beat a 4-19 team.
And they've lost 9 straight games. Yeah. I'm sorry, you got
to
beat the Pistons.
It's a must win.
You can't let Jeremy Grant go for 31 or 35. And just,
by the way, speaking of the NBA, and before we get into our announcement, and we do have an announcement to make here. Have you seen the pictures? Two things. First of all, this morning, I guess Luka yesterday talked about how he came into camp maybe a little heavy.
He
kind of always looks like a little chunky. The Zion picture I saw recently is outrageous.
Big fatty?
Dude, somebody said they're getting word that he's 70 pounds overweight.
Oh.
That he's listed at 260. They estimate him at 330 right now.
Wow.
There's a picture of him in a red hoodie. Uh-huh. You know, I guess whatever their team color, you know.
Right.
I mean, dude.
Well, about a potential. We were just talking about bust, Valdez.
Yeah.
About a potential.
That
bust
is,
in the NBA, it could be him.
That's
because
the Autobahn to Bustville.
He can't stay healthy because he's too fat.
Yeah.
And he's got bad knees and bad foot.
Drab, have you seen that picture of him where he's in that red hoodie or whatever?
Yeah, the red Jordan's sweatsuit.
Yeah. I mean, he looks enormous. And it's always been the knock against him. You always looked at him and go, well, that guy's going to be too heavy. Like, he's never going to be able to do it.
When you're fat, you can't wear red because that just makes Kool-Aid Man jokes all the time.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
He's recovering from a
black.
He's recovering from a foot injury.
Correct.
Yeah, he looks very round.
But
there.
It could be just an unflattering photo. Now, I know that.
But that's always been his thing, though. He's been a little bit overweight, and he hasn't. You know, I sympathize with him. Look, we all struggle with weight, especially as you get older. But he's obviously a guy that's going to have a weight issue. All right, he's just had it.
He's 21 years old.
Yeah, he's not balling.
It's baby fat, EB. Baby fat.
When you can't exercise the way you have, you're going to put on weight.
I agree.
That's why everybody put on weight during the pandemic.
Yeah, a lot of beignets.
Yeah,
beignets are so delicious.
Yeah, but Steve. The DJ Steve Aoki, he tweeted a photo of Zion yesterday, and he looks like he always looks.
Yeah. I'd like to see it.
I saw side by side, though, Drab. I think there's a picture. It might have been his
one?
Press picture, and he's flexing, and he still looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. But then I saw a side by side of him doing kind of the same pose at Duke. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was night and day. Night and day. He's gained a bunch of weight. I don't know if it's like big, fat, sloppy or something like that. I don't think that's the case.
Well, look, when you have knee and foot issues, you can't run around.
You can't work out.
You can't drop
sit around and eat all day.
You just can't drop it.
That's what everybody did for the first year of the pandemic. People just sat around and ate, drank.
Look, when he's healthy and he's playing, he's a beast. He's going to put up numbers.
Yeah, he's a freak.
But he can't get on the court.
He reminds me of Big Baby Davis, who had ability, not as much as him, but had ability. John Williams here. Now I'm really dating myself.
Going back.
But hot plate. Right? Remember John Williams?
Love me some hot plate Williams for the Bullets.
Who was so talented but had a weight issue. I mean, there have been quite a few guys.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oliver Miller.
There
are some big guys in the NBA.
And the thing is Zion, more talented than all of them. Although John Williams is pretty darn talented.
Well, Zion has the ability to jump like a Jordan. He's super heavy. It's actually amazing. But maybe it has caught up to him, and that's kind of the fear that it'll catch up to him, that he's just not going to have a long career unless he loses that weight.
I mean, his rookie year, he missed 60 games. And then this year, he hadn't played yet.
Right.
But yeah, that picture in the red sweatsuit is, he just
did you
looks.
Put it, should I get in the Hangout? Did you put the picture of the Aoki thing in the Hangout?
I put it on the Hangout and your Twitter DM.
What is it
How
called?
Did you gain all the
Hangouts
weight?
Now? They still call it the Google Hangouts? Google Chat. Yeah, I never go to that anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have an announcement. Some people were asking me about this yesterday because it's that time of year. We're into December.
We are.
I believe Jason and I are doing two-man shows next week.
You are.
I know. I can't believe
I'm EB's
off.
On vacay.
Book those guests.
Cakes is on vacay.
I'm on vacation.
Going. What is that?
I'll be on vacation, too.
And Valdez on vacation. Another one?
So it's going to be the JP, Bish, Drabby, Cody Bett show?
Correct.
It's looking that way, yes.
Well, the big announcement is our holiday show is going to be later this year. December 23rd.
Yeah, otherwise, it would be like
this
in
Friday.
2 days.
Right, which is what we did last year, I think.
Well, I told Drabby he wanted to do it December 9th. I said, bro, I'm going to be in Florida for this wedding. So he was kind of salty. But I said, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, it gave us a good opportunity to think outside the box and try to figure out how we could do this holiday show and make it work. So I basically fixed your guys' vacation schedules to have EB and Jason work the week of Christmas. Because I knew Cakes and JP, the team players, might come in on their week off for a party day.
Right.
Well, I'm taking that day.
So you sure that they would have said no? Just throw it out hypothetically. Jason, you're off.
What?
Pretend you're off
on
December 23rd. Drab calls you and says, will you come in for the holiday drinking show?
I wouldn't be very happy about it. But if I could tack that on to the end of the vacation or the holidays, I would do it.
Well, bottom line is, Cakes and I will have rides. And
you're off next week.
I know, but then I got 2 weeks.
I can't wait for Eric to come in on Monday.
Yeah. Don't you have a calendar?
I haven't put her on my calendar.
He'll remember.
I'm kind of open to anything because we're not going anywhere this year. Yeah.
But here's...
Well, I'll be extra happy because the 23rd will be my last show before my vacation starts.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be great because the 23rd is a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And
company holiday on the 24th?
Company holiday on the 24th. So it is truly the last show before Christmas for the Junks.
Nice. Beautiful. Look at that.
That works out then.
Is there, by the way, is there an earthquake going on right now?
I just heard that.
I think the cranes might be struggling today.
There's an excavator right 50 feet away from us outside the building.
I don't usually feel it. Today I'm feeling rumbling.
Well, I'm not sure what's going on, but it looks like there's like a giant inflatable rat in the loading dock.
Oh, well, that means that they're using non-union workers. That's what happens.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes, that's what they do. And if you're using the mob basically does that.
Oh, this could get juicy.
Hold on, they roll up a big, giant, inflatable rat?
I can't see the front of it, but it looks like a rat.
Yes, if you're using non-union workers, they will put, the union will go out there and they'll put a big, giant, inflatable rat.
That's a great bit. That's a fantastic bit.
They did that at my buddy's golf course every day.
I think I saw.
And they have guys out there that basically intimidate you to drive into the work site.
I think I saw a rat nearly that big right outside of.
Do you see it, Jason? Is there a big inflatable rat there? Do you see it? That's the bit. That's
rat,
what the union guys
rat
do.
Rat or a pig?
Oh yeah, see it down there. Yeah.
Is it a big inflatable rat?
It looks like a pig from the back, but
so
maybe it's a rat.
Scab workers, and there's a real thing going on out here.
Right.
Hey, Eric, what do you come mean? In here, get a look.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean they're trying to get you to drive down the alleyway?
Well, all I know is I don't usually. Like Jason sits the closest to the window.
Conversation.
I don't usually feel threatened. I don't feel like anything's going to happen. Now, we've had those big, huge bulldozers, whatever they're called, 10 yards away from the window. And we're like, well, that's kind of close. But I'm actually feeling rumbling today.
No, this is what you're hearing. There's a bulldozer right here, and he's picking
up. This entrance is closed.
Right.
He's picking up stones and he's dropping them into the dumpster. So he's getting ready to do it right now. Hold on.
So it's the dumpster.
Hold on. But drop it.
There's a reverberation that we're feeling. Sorry to be sidetracked.
I'll be so bad.
When Jason's doing play-by-play of the dumpster.
When this side of the building collapses on us, I'm going to be salty. Right. Just let everybody know. When that happens, when all this stuff falls on my head, I'm going to be upset.
Dravy, you should ask Carlos. Carlos usually knows like the skinny, right, of what's going on. Like with those guys?
Oh, yeah, I'll find out.
Ask him. I'm pretty sure. I mean, if that's a rat, here's what's funny. I don't even know what a rat looks like. I can't tell from the back.
Well, it's got a rat tail. It's got
it's a pig.
Rat.
It's a pig's curlicue.
It looks like a piggy.
It's pink. Rats aren't pink.
It looks like kind of a piggy.
I'll
pig.
Go out there. I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, we're doing an investigation. Is it an inflatable rat or an inflatable pig?
It looks like a
pig. Guys do.
It looks like a pig.
It's a pig.
So why would it be a pig then?
Because he's a piggy. Swine. A bunch of piggies
some,
out there.
Some sort of swine reference.
Yeah, they're having like a pork barbecue kickoff.
Yeah, I don't think
that's so. So with the holiday show, are we going to get some of the guests in studio like we've been promising and
I think
begging
Zim,
for?
I think Zim has agreed to come in.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's awesome. One.
And we'll have a holiday music.
I'd be sized for D Hall, too. I'm going to ask D'Angelo if he can come
ask
in.
Ask D Hall. Ask Smoot again. Smoot and Sean Springs. Get them out.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
They always
every
come.
Corner, every X corner for the Washington football
right,
team.
Bring
you
them
want.
In. And it's then, like a reunion.
And then instead of our secret Santa that we always do, I believe we're going to be doing a white elephant gift exchange.
Oh, bringing that one
good.
Back.
Yeah, we're going to bring that back. I like that. I think that might be a good bit.
I like that.
Now, didn't the white elephant, the one time we did it, didn't it end with whoever was the last person, right? Whoever's the last person really has the most power.
Sure.
And they ended up with, like, cash because somebody brought in cash.
Jason.
I brought in
cash. Jason.
Cash is not an acceptable gift this year.
Yeah, you need a real gift.
Oh, you can't do the cash?
No, no.
All right, but hold on. But I can. No, this is what I did. I bought a gift, but I added the cash to it, remember?
Ooh.
So I don't.
So it was an additional bonus gift.
So that's why someone, it would give you incentive.
You know, I will say this for a caveat. If there's hidden cash with the gift, ooh, that would be good.
Hidden cash. Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know either. I just made it up on the fly.
I like it.
And then Drab and I were discussing this yesterday. I think a good range would be $20 to $50 for
your white elephant
gift? Yeah, for your gift.
Now explain the white elephant again. The first person opens up the gift,
So nobody knows what the gifts are. And the first person opens the gift. And then the second person can steal that person's gift.
Or open another one.
How do you decide who opens first? How does that work?
We'll do it at random. We'll bring the parlay generator out.
Like sort of randomly given to them? Like at the beginning?
There'll just be a big pile. And the person picks from the pile.
Okay.
And pick.
Yeah.
I hope you pick something.
That'll
selling.
Be fun.
It's kind of like porno swap back in the day. You just put your hand in the bin, you pull something out, and that's your prize.
Yeah, so my boys descending on us for this one.
Drabby and Valdez, my boys, Paulie and Dave, who used to bartend at Bonefish in Ashburn.
They don't bartend there anymore.
But they do want to come back in.
They just like to hang out.
They just like to hang out and make drinks.
They want to be the mixologist.
We can talk about that off air because Drab and I are discussing having like a Christmas corner. In terms of like people making you holiday drinks, like right here.
Okay,
right.
Good.
Now, do we have to provide our own alcohol?
Mm-hmm. I'm unsure about that.
Oh, okay,
that's all right,
Bobby.
I'd be sized.
Maybe not.
Okay,
but if there is something that you want specific that you don't think someone will have, then I'd say bring it.
I just need vodka and Red
Bull. EB, you're looking at a piece of paper pretty intently right now. The draft handed you.
Did you go out and take
that
picture?
Does this have to do with the?
That was quick, dude. Would you run?
Yeah, of course.
Is that a piggy?
That's definitely a piggy.
It's a pig.
It's definitely not a rat.
I don't even know what that is. If you say it's a pig, I believe you.
What's the meaning behind it?
It's like a hog.
Okay, it says...
It's like a hog, and he's wearing... It's a well-dressed hog. He's wearing like a shirt and tie and a sweater vest, and he's got a cigar that he's chomping on.
So is the hog Porky Piggy?
In his left hand, in his left hoof.
Kind of is.
Pig has a hoof, correct? In his left hoof, he's basically strangling a construction worker that's wearing a yellow helmet. Yeah. There's a lot going on in this picture.
Right, so it says, Smart Local 100 is informing the public that WG Welch is destroying the American way of life by buying their HVAC ductwork from Mexico. Americans are suffering for work opportunities in these trying times, while WG Welch is more concerned about their profits than they are the American worker. So this is not a union thing. This is just... It's a long kind of the same lines, but...
They're bitter that the ductwork is coming from Mexico.
The pig has a name tag that says WG Welch on it.
Oh, it does. Wow. Okay, so the pig signifies the greedy company that's buying apparently substandard Mexican ductwork. Yeah.
Okay.
How did we get into this? This is quite a turn.
I know. I thought it was
discussion.
A rat.
We don't want anything substandard in that construction site right next to us.
You're correct on that. Yeah, I don't want it. Yeah, top of the line.
Did you see, by the way, the video? I think it went viral, so I'm sure Lurch didn't see it, of the guy that was out, like, I don't know, washing his car. He was doing something. And all of a sudden, he looks up, and
I did see that video like 2 weeks ago.
A slab of concrete,
basically
cut the car in half. It looked almost like a balcony that fell off.
I'm not sure what it was, but it was something that if he hadn't moved, he was.
Oh, he would have been split in two.
Yeah, he would have been Dunsky.
He would have been cut in half.
All right, coming up next, we have the head coach of your Washington Capitals, Peter Laviolette, here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Join us right now, as he does every week, on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is your head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter LaViolette. Caps right now atop the Metropolitan, 16-4-6. 38 points, that's pretty good there, Coach. You got to be very pleased with the nice start.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. I mean, I think under the circumstances, it's good. We're happy to be there.
Coach LaViolette, happy belated birthday to you. Coach LaViolette celebrated his birthday yesterday. Any special plans? Did you go out to dinner with your wife? How did the birthday unfold for you on an off day?
So typically, I always find like I'm on the road and in a game, so it kind of goes by the board, you know. But we actually had a day off, which was pretty cool, and we went down in the city and just walked around a little bit, and then we went to the Trump Hotel and we had dinner there, and it was really pretty cool. It was beautiful. It was set up for Christmas, and it was just really nice in the lobby. It was great.
Nice. Now, time right there.
You haven't lived in D.C. your whole life, obviously. I don't know if you live in D.C. or in Virginia. I'm not sure where you make your home. But are you as confused by the D.C. setup of the city as far as, like, the streets? I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and I despise driving in D.C. because it doesn't make any sense. There's always construction. The road, the setup grid makes no sense whatsoever. Are you confounded by the way D.C. is set up, and does it tilt you to drive in D.C.?
So I don't drive in D.C. that much. I live in Arlington, so I go from Arlington, and everything runs out of the facility here in Arlington, so I don't get down into the city that much. Somebody showed me a couple times how to get from my house two different ways down to the rink, and that's about what I know. So the grids and all that you're talking about, my wife might have a little better idea. She's been down there walking around a little bit more than I have, but my routine is pretty set here. And so I live near the MedStar complex. And so I drive a couple minutes to work, and then I drive to the Dulles Airport, and then I drive to the D.C. rink, and that's about it.
Perfect.
You know what makes you learn quicker is your kids, because when your kids are in school and they have friends and they have sporting events and they got to go here and they got to go there, you learn outside of where you have to go, or at least where I have to go on a daily basis. And my kids haven't been here, and so my knowledge of even Arlington is pretty limited. So I'm learning.
So, Coach, you got the overtime monkey off your back with the shootout win over the Ducks. It had to feel good to be rewarded with 2 points for all of the extra hockey that the fellas have been playing so far this season. It had to feel good.
Especially after last week when we were so pissed off when he was on the show,
right,
remember?
Yeah. It was just funny the way it went down last week. My wife caught me on the way down the stairs when I said, I'm not talking about it. And she said, well, what happened? I said, see? And then you guys, same thing. It was good.
Yeah.
The overtime, this is my take on overtime. Like, I don't think that we've played well enough in overtime to have been successful. Like, what I see and what's going on, it's just we haven't done the right things to win a game. The last couple games, we've done enough things to hang in there and be okay in it. And so we didn't lose, and, they end up going to a shootout. And, once you go into the breakaways and the shootout, anything can happen. But we've still got to get better at that. Like, we've still got to do a better job with some of the decisions that we make inside of overtime, because there is some basic rules that go into it just by how teams score goals and how they don't give up goals. And we've got to do a better job with that. But I will say that in most of the games that we went into overtime with, I thought we played well enough to win the game in regulation. So it's kind of mixed. Like, I'm happy about the way we played up until overtime. Like, I thought we did better things in the opposition, but we ended up going into overtime. We didn't do what we needed to do. So we're still working on it. We still got to get better at it.
Can you explain to us the neophytes? Like, what are sort of the keys when you play in overtime that are different from regulation?
Well, I think, the whole thing about overtime is puck possession, if you think about it. So, one, the faceoffs are really important. Like, you got to have the puck. Once you notice somebody has the puck, if they're smart with the way they play the game, they can have the puck for a minute or 2 minutes. And you constantly look for an advantage in the attack of what you're trying to do in overtime. And if you don't like the advantage, then you need to get out of the situation you're in and kind of pull back and look for something different. It has to do with making sure that you understand where you're going to get caught with odd man numbers coming back the other way and making sure you're defending that. And so we've been beating some odd man rushes. Like, teams have scored goals on odd man rushes. And so that's on us for putting us in those situations. It goes as simple as to the passes you make. Are they good passes? Are they into traffic? Are they, is it a good shot selection? Does the shot actually have a chance of scoring a goal? And so there's lots of things that we talk about and we show, and we're just trying to get better at it. So we need to get better at it.
Joined by Peter Laviolette, Washington Capitals head coach. If you look at your goalie tandem of Vanecek and Samsonov, and if you're a Rube and you just look at their records, Vanecek's 4-3-5, Sammy's 11-1-1. You would think, okay, Vanecek may be struggling, but you look at the numbers, save percentage for Vanecek's .905. For Sammy, it's .916. Goals against for Vanecek's 2.56. For Sammy, it's 2.42. Similar numbers. Here's the number that jumps out. The goal differential is much higher when Sammy's in net. Goals for are 57-37. He's +20. Vanecek's just a +4. So they're both playing at a pretty close level, but
scoring
are scoring more for Sammy when he's in net.
Yeah, I don't know how to factor that into a decision on who I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. Other than Vitek, Vitek I think did a good job through training camp and came out, and he got maybe more of the starts at the beginning of the year, and then lately Sammy's done a good job. He had the three shutouts and. The wins are going in the column, and so we've been a little bit heavier on Samsonov, for the last few weeks. But I still think it's important that both goaltenders stay sharp. We've got two young guys in there, and so, we're looking at a situation coming up here where we got back-to-back, and so you know that they're both going to play. We're probably not going to play both goalies in the back-to-back. And so VTech will get back in there. There's still a lot of confidence in what he does, too. And you're right, the numbers are close. We just, for whatever reason, we've scored a little bit more when Sammy's been in the net.
Who's the quirkiest of the two goalies? Because I was at the Blue Jackets game, and Sammy was in net, and I noticed that, you know, like in breaks in the action, he would skate out of the crease, and he'd like gesture to himself and talk to himself kind of when he had some downtime. Who has more superstitions? Who's quirkier between the two netminders?
You know, I've seen, I know what you're talking about. I've seen goaltenders that are in their game and in their zone, and it appears quirky or whatever they're doing. I don't think either one of our guys are really too far off the chart with what they're doing. They're both pretty level headed, down to earth guys. I know what you're talking about. They have a routine. They jump, they shake, they wiggle, they touch a post, they come out, they talk, they start. I know what you're talking about. I don't see our guys doing too much of that. You see it more from our players and our forwards getting jazzed up before they go out on the ice for a game and what they do. You see Oshie sometimes, and Ovi, it's pretty funny, and you know they're just getting ready for a game. But the goalies are not too much going on there.
So Pittsburgh comes in Friday night, correct?
Yeah.
That's always a big one, obviously. Pittsburgh's been, I'm just looking at their schedule, they've won 7 of their last 9, so they're pretty hot. You guys obviously are one of the best home teams in the league. You've gotten points in 13 of 14 at home. So kind of handicap this matchup with Pittsburgh.
You know, we played them once earlier in the year. I think it was Sidney's first game back, Crosby's first game back. And I remember they were frustrated with the way that they were playing. And I think teams know when they're playing the game the right way and doing things the right way. And since that game happened, they went on a tear. That, you know, that's where they might be, I don't know what you said, 7 wins out of 9 or whatever right. It was. And so for me, they are now a really hard team to play against, just the way they're playing the game. And when we're on our game, I believe that we're a hard team to play against. We're defending really hard, and the battle level is high, and the compete level is high, and the game is fast, and we do things fast. That's where they're at right now. And so I always, you know, I understand the games when Pittsburgh, whenever we play them, they're going to be at a different level. And our guys, I think, have a good understanding of that now as well after playing them. Well, they're in our division anyway, but, you know, Nets playing them 8 times last year and only staying inside your division, you really get a feel for that. And so it'll be one of those games. It'll be the team that competes the hardest probably has the best chance.
Coach, I'm not going to tell you how to run your film session, but maybe because I do remember that last matchup with the Pens. That was when I believe Sid put Fairvari right into the boards and there was no call from the refs. So maybe that goes on a loop for the boys before the game.
You sound fired up about it. You want into the room for
he wants a little piece of it.
Oh, I'd love
you want the guys for 5 minutes to get them going. You
pull out your best. That'd be fantastic. I'd be flying along.
Pull out your best feet and get them going.
Be amazing.
Hey, back in the day, we did that for George Mason basketball, and they made a Final Four run.
Yeah,
that's true. We gave him a pep talk. No, but I don't think the guys are going to need reminders of that.
No, they know. Yeah. They're well aware.
All right, it'll be a great one.
The motivation tactic of the junkies. I love it.
Yep. Hey, listen, Coach, we really appreciate it. Keep it going.
See you guys. Have a good morning.
All right, happy birthday again.
Yep, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yep.
He's just a couple years older than us, right?
I think he's 57. Mm-hmm. I think he just turned 57, yeah.
All right, 6 years older.
We're contemporaries,
right?
I would say.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the NFL. Junkies Blitz here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.